gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Well, we all have our own forms of transport troubles, whether it's having to wait for the next bus that's right behind and never is, or being the one sardine too many in the tube, or trying to hail taxi drivers that just don't want to know. Even if you're an admiral and you have your own barge, you can still come unstuck. This way, Commander Povey. The admiral will see you in a few minutes.
Thank you. You've no idea what he wishes to see me about, have you?
No, sir, not exactly.
Well, I think I can guess. The Navy never overlooks a good officer, you know. Captain Pope. Sounds well, doesn't it? Captain Pope.
Lovely, sir, but...
Yeah, of course, I must admit I've been expecting it for some time, but nevertheless, it's very nice to have one's efforts recognized officially. Captain Pope. Yes, I knew the Admiral wouldn't forget me.
Oh! Idiot Povey got to. 10 o'clock, I said. Can't he be anywhere on time? Povey, old fool, where are you?
I think the Admiral will see you now. Commander Povey.
but I was sure that...
Oh, fine. Povey, somebody, bungling busybody, must be around somewhere.
I'm here, Admiral.
What? Well, don't just stand there, man. Go and look for that idiot Povey.
But I am that idiot Povey. I am Commander Povey.
Oh, it's you, Povey. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Well, come in. You're late. I've got something to tell you.
I suppose it wouldn't be anything to do with promotion, would it, sir?
Promotion? What do I want with promotion? I'm a flaming admiral now. Talk sense, man.
But I meant that...
Oh, do shut up, Povey, and let a chap get a word in. It's about me barge. Been having a refit at Falmouth. About time, too. Last time I went in the thing, I took the salute in 18 inches of water. Best trousers shrank up like elastic.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, they were very brief. If that water had risen any higher, I might have faced a crisis. Well, get on with it, then.
Get on with what?
What didn't I tell you? Oh, no, of course not. Look, I want me barge collected and brought round to Portsmouth. Movement control will sort out something to pick it up with.
I'll attend to it at once, sir.
Bristol here, movement control.
Commander Burley, Portsmouth. I just received instructions to collect the Admiral's barge from Falmouth.
Oh, oh, magnified. You'll be needing a destroyer then. Now, where's my list? Here we are, the very article. Hello, Povey. Povey, I got a frigate for you.
Ah, good.
Yes, HMS Troutbridge.
Troutbridge? Oh, no, please. You must have got something else, anything.
Sorry, Elsport. Troutbridge is with that island rock.
Oh, don't bother to tell me. I know only too well where Troutbridge is. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good show. Good show. I say, moving the Admiral's barge, eh? You've got your feet well under the table, haven't you, Povey? What? Shouldn't be surprised if you get promoted.
Now that you've offered to use Troutbridge, I should be astonished if I don't end up an ordinary seaman.
Oh, hard cheese. Never mind. Worst things happen at sea. What? Toodly bar.
Good morning, Ether.
I don't want any. No, you can't. There's none left. Good morning.
I don't know. How could anyone be like that and look so lovely, so radiant, and so young? Like the first dew on a rose in early winter, you look.
Oh, well, all right. What do you want, Valentino?
Me? Chief of the Furby, what can I do? Ether, how could you? I'm Earth. I am. I'm Earth. Two gems of praise spoken for the bit of a moment, honestly. Unsuspected.
Well, I really am terribly sorry.
You are?
Well, of course.
Good. Then get me Uncle Montague's garage on the phone quick. I'm in the muck.
Really?
Yeah, really in it. There's a certain 3-ton truck full of ex-naval blankets. Smack bang
ex-naval?
Yeah, ex-naval. I've come to a little arrangement with the drapers down in the village.
Go on.
Go on. Wish I could. That truck is stuck on the parade ground. It's smack bang outside number one's window.
Oh, aren't you the lucky one? Well, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? The nick driving it has lost the floggle toggle. That's what he's done. He's lost the floggle toggle and it won't budge. He just chugged up as far as number one's window, coughed immoderate and packed up.
Ah, good morning, Heather. Good morning, Chief. Have you seen number one?
No, sir, and I don't want to for a bit. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I would tell him there's a 3-ton truck stuck on the parade ground outside his window.
There's a what, sir?
And didn't you notice it when you came in? It's full of blankets.
Oh, aren't you the observant one, sir? That was one of them days.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good night. Ah, Chief. Just the chap I wanted to see.
Really, sir?
Oh, I thought you might. You'd better pop over to the stores at once.
Stores?
Yes, a consignment of blankets has just arrived.
Oh. Back.
Back?
Back. To be exact, a 3-tonner haul.
Oh!
Oh.
Oh, well, they'll come in handy.
That's odd.
What is, apart from you, Mr. Phillips?
Very funny, sir. Well, sir, there's another 3-ton truck full of blankets stuck on the parade ground.
Not anymore, Mr. Phillips.
How did they get that truck going? That's what I want to know. How did they get it going?
Simple, Chief. I gave the driver his floggle-toggle bag. I borrowed it when I saw it outside the back of the stores earlier this morning.
Oh, very kind of you, sir. I'll see you later.
You probably will, Chief. You probably will.
I was afraid I would. I was afraid I would.
Hello, main office.
Commander Povey. Lieutenant Murray there.
Oh, one moment, sir. It's Commander Povey for you, sir.
I'm the best of British luck, sir.
I knew the day it started too well. Good morning, Commander Povey.
Number one, the Admiral wants his barge back.
Back? Oh, I'll speak to CPO Pertwee at once, sir.
Will you kindly let me finish? We're to pick it up from Falmouth with Trowbridge.
I gather there is no other ship available.
How did you get? I'll be over later.
Yes, I'll have Trowbridge made ready, sir.
Thank you. And this time, will you please, try not to ram, sink, or scuttle everything within sight.
Aye, aye, sir.
Johnson? Johnson! It's Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, you woolen-headed addle brain steaming great clown.
Come in, Chief.
Come in. How can I come in, you nick? You've stacked all them flaming blankets the other side of the door. It won't budge.
So will you. Hang on a minute. There we are. Good morning, Chief.
Johnson. Johnson, that's not what I meant.
What?
I meant I wanted you to shift those blankets so that I could get in. I didn't want you to jump through the window so we could have a chat. Hatpo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, give me a hump up through the window and I'll shift him then.
Give you a hump up? You're joking, of course. Pudge figure. Look, if I want to do myself a disaster like that, I'll let you know.
I'll look forward to it.
Yeah, that'll do. Have we got a ladder anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, go and get it.
I can't.
Why?
It's in the stores.
You're a big help, you are. Look, if I don't get them blankets on the move again, a certain chief petty officer's going to get lynched by a certain local draper. Thank you, Johnson. Thank you very much for that deep felt expression of your concern.
Yes. Yeah.
And as soon as I'm in the clear, I'll fill you in up to your pudgy ankles.
Here, Chief, I'll tell you what. I could do a running charge at the door with me shoulder and bust it in.
It's going to be like watching young porpoises at play, but go on.
Righto. Hello, Chief.
Tell me, where'd you come from?
Out at the back of the stores. I went right through.
You went right? You mean you've been straight through the rear wall?
No, the back door was open.
Oh, no. Isn't it marvellous? It's marvellous. That's what it is. Marvellous. Look at the mess. Look at the mess. You know nothing, rogue elephant, you.
I didn't half go, didn't I? I reckon it'll take about 3 days to clear that lot up.
I accept your estimate, Johnson, so get on with it.
Oh, you're rotten, you are.
Yeah, very likely.
Yeah. When people ask me, that's what I tell them, you know. He's rotten, I say. He's rotten, that's what he is. Rotten.
That's enough.
With a capital rot, rotten.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Good.
Done rotten.
Finished. Good, because this is where I start. You know what you are?
Now what am I?
You're a dead dangerous groupie thunder-headed great dumpling.
Am I really, Chief?
Yes, there you are. Oh! Oh, blimey, it's you, sir. Have a plate. I mean, where did you spring from? Good morning.
To put it mildly, Chief, the door was open.
Oh.
What's been through here? A runaway tank?
Well, you could put it that way, sir, yes. It was Johnson, sir. He sort of tripped.
Gracious me. Well, you better get your skates on, as we've got to pick up the Admiral's barge from Falmouth with Troutbridge.
We have, sir. I gather there's no other ship available?
Quite.
Well, thanks all the same, sir, if you don't mind. I think I'll tip this one out, if you don't mind. I've got a lot of work to do in this.
Well, it'll have to wait, Chief. You're coming with us.
We can't, sir.
Can't? Why ever not?
Well, if he don't get them blankets on the move, the draper down the village will link.
Oh, stop!
But you said so. Don't you remember, Chief? You said if you don't
get... Oh, stop! You have a mouth. You have a blood. Oh, God. I'm sorry about that, sir. I'm very sorry a bit like that, sir. It's purely a misunderstanding, of course.
I see. Well, see you aboard Troutbridge shortly, then.
Yeah, if you insist.
I'm rather afraid I do.
Yes, well, we'll be there with the lacrimatities.
Yes, just soon as we got them blankets on the
door. Johnson!
I told you before, sir.
You stop talking unless you're talking too. Leave it in. Shut up when you're speaking.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Right. Now that you've dealt with Yakbox, Chief, there's no reason for any further delay, is there? See you aboard then. You and Yakbox.
Life's never what you might call smooth for you, is it, Chief?
Not exactly giggle-niggle, no.
If you don't go to Falmouth, you'll get court-martialed. And if you do go, you'll get lynched by that draper when you get back.
Well,
natty little problem, innit?
Stop savouring it, Porky. Or all your natty little problems will end right now.
Oh, pardon, I'm sure. What are you going to do then?
Well, I'm going to go aboard, of course. Yeah. After I've rung up a certain draper and told him the 3 tonners outside, and for once the stores are open.
Oh, you're just going to let him help himself?
I am. And if he drives off with so much as one more blanket than he's paid for, I'm the one who's going to do the lynching.
Who did that?
You did. You did it, sir. You lent on the switch.
Oh, manners. I mean, sorry. Ah, lovely spot, Falmouth. So quiet. A real bit of old England.
Mr. Phillips, will you stop talking like a guide on Fred Higgins' luxury coach tours? and get the Admiral's barge slung aboard?
Oh, certainly, sir. Nearly ready to hoist away now, sir.
Good. But before you do, Mr. Phillips, I implore you, just for once, to think what you're doing.
Oh, I'll soon have her up, Sir Davy, sir.
I don't doubt it, but try and keep it all in one piece. I don't want to hand the Admiral a mammoth do-it-yourself barge kit. Oh, I think you can leave it quite safely to us, Commander Povin. Number one, I appreciate that you are new, but even after 3 years, to express such blind confidence in this energetic dead lot is perfectly ludicrous.
Ruddy ludicrous!
Arch my course, sir. Ready for a hoisting.
A good show. Hoist away. Up she comes. There we are. Clean as a whistle.
You've actually done it. I don't know what to say.
Oh, just don't say anything, sir. Just let it drop.
Let it drop!
One do-it-yourself barge kit aboard.
You heavy-handed idiot.
Look at the paintwork. What's the Admiral going to say?
I wonder. Oh, I see what you mean, sir. Yeah, it's pretty rough, considering she's just had a refit.
I knew something like this would happen. Give me any other ship, I said. Anything but Trout Bridge. You should have had a word with the chief. He'd have found you something in no time.
At a price, of course.
Oh, for goodness sake, let's get underway.
Oh, do we have to, sir? I mean, it's such a lovely spot. And it's so quiet. A real bit of old England.
Mr. Phillips.
What? Oh yes, sir. Start her up, chief. Give her a crank. Well, shove off or something.
Shove off or something it is, sir.
You were leaning on it again, did you?
What?
Who was?
You was. Oh, so I were. How silly of me.
Mr. Phillips, the crane!
Crane?
Yes, the crane. Go on the crane, sir. We're right on the crane. Everybody down!
Say something, sir.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Crane Driver. Lovely day.
You don't know the half face, none of it.
Thank you, Pertwee. Well said.
Not at all, sir. Any time.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
How are those ratings getting on with the repainting?
Well, that barge will never exactly be a Rembrandt, number one, but it'll do.
For once, I don't care what happens or what you do, as long as I can hand that wretched thing over without losing my commission.
Oh, well, if he doesn't care what we do, I wonder if I could...
No, Chief, you may not. Whatever it is.
But golden opportunities don't grow on trees, sir. And if I could just pop in to see a relative of mine on the way back, I could do a lovely deal with him.
No, Chief, we are remaining on course.
Ah, now it's funny you should mention that, sir.
Mention what?
Being on course, sir. These charts must be terribly out of date.
Out of date?
Yes, sir, the shoreline has changed altogether since these were drawn.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, sir. We should have been in the open sea ages ago. There's absolutely no mention of that sort of landing stage thing up there at all.
Landing stage thing?
Yes.
Oh, well done, sir.
Now, what do you mean?
Oh, that's the King Harry Car Ferry, sir. We're halfway up the River Fowl.
I say, are we really? Now, how did they do that?
They didn't, sir. You did. We're heading the wrong way.
I knew it. I knew he'd do it.
Have you, excuse me, Dan, but have you made any plans for civilian life? I mean, if not, a relative of mine in Alaska is looking for a very nice...
Now, don't be ridiculous, Patrick. I mean, what's all the fuss about? All you've got to do is turn round and go back. How? Well, there's bags of room, Patrick. There must be a good 6 inches either side. Oh, lummy. It is a bit on the tight side, I suppose.
Mr. Phillips, this really is too bad. We can have the radio for a tug.
What's that? I was nowhere near the beastly switch.
No. It wasn't you that time, sir. It came from behind us.
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. There's a rather familiar, tacky old tug astern, sir.
Familiar, tacky old tug?
Tug? It's Nunky. That's what it is, sir. It's Nunky.
Yeah. All right, I'll deal with it. Well, Chief?
Well, sir. Well. Fancy that. It's Uncle Ebenezer, sir. Fancy. Well. I wonder what he's doing in this part of the world.
Same as always, I suppose. Following us around like a blooming vulture. Hoping we'll clout something so that he can collect the salvage.
Well, sir, with due respect, your navigation don't half bump up his business.
Oh, that's as may be, but just for once, I'd love to run amok without hearing him going, 5 seconds afterwards.
Oh, do stop arguing. Tell this tug to turn us about.
With pleasure, sir.
Monkey! You click! All right. Watch your senior, silly old buzzard. Or you'll go off the boil. Oh, tell me, where did he learn that one?
Pertwee, please, do you think we could get on? The Admiral is waiting for his barge.
Oh, yes, so he is. Sir. It won't be long now, sir. They're making the oars the fast.
Ah, it's a lovely spot. So quiet. Real bit of old England.
Oh, shut up.
Give it all you've got, Monkey. Get us round. Monkey, take him the strain, sir.
Well, I hope he doesn't beat us.
Why, did you want to?
Monkey's on the way, sir. We're off.
That's odd. We don't seem to be moving.
Oh, so we don't, do we?
What on earth?
Oh, blimey. Monkey! Monkey, you stupid upset. You're tying the car, Perry, not us. You've got out of the wrong perishing oars, sir.
I must get into waiting, sir. Due to circumstances
Shut up, Hovey, and let me get aboard me barge.
With all due respect, sir, I wouldn't advise it.
Oh, get out of the Admiral's way, Chief.
No, but, sir, I've just noticed.
I say, look, surely it's not supposed
Mr.
to...
Mr. Phillips, kindly stand aside.
Oh, come on, Povey. Look, you may as well come back with me. You were nattering about promotion, weren't you? Well, we'll chat about that on the way back.
Promotion? Oh, certainly, sir. After you, sir.
Allow me, sir. This way.
Well, give us a hand, then.
Permission to come aboard, sir?
Certainly not. Come aboard and shut up.
Cast off, Chief.
Cast off, sir.
Pull ahead.
No, wait, very quick. Get me out of this confounded thing. I'm drowning.
What the blazes?
Oh, lovely, it's leaking.
All ashore that's coming ashore.
Pull me. Get me off this thing, you hear?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Up. Oh, I'm drenched. Look at me trousers. They'll shrink. I know they will. They'll shrink.
I don't understand it. She's just had a refit.
Stupid, bungling idiot, Povey. Look at me trousers. They're above me ankles already.
How they are, sir. Going up.
Ah, Chief, I'm sure you can come to the Admiral's assistance.
What, Mason?
You, sir. I believe I'm correct in thinking that you have connections with a certain local draper.
Draper, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes, well, we have met at the Needlework Guild. Yes, you know, Chester, pass the timer's pitch. Oh, what time of day?
Look at him, look at him. I look like the oldest member of the boys' brigade in a minute.
Now, the chief will fix you up with a new pair from a friend in the trade, won't you, chief?
Yes, with pleasure, sir. Ichabod is always pleased to get new business.
Splendid. And in the meantime, I happen to know there are plenty of blankets in the stores to keep the Admiral warm.
Blankets? Oh, yes, well, I wouldn't be too sure, sir. But just at the moment, you see...
Wouldn't you, chief? I would.
You would?
Yes. Just before we left for Falmouth, I took the precaution of removing that boggle-boggle from the sea tunnel again.
Oh, well, in that case, it also...
Take the Admiral along to Ichabod, chief.
No, not likely. He'll cut me up into little pieces and stitch me up again in the wrong order.
The Admiral's waiting, chief.
Yeah, so is Ichabod waiting, sir.
Well, I hope you'll be very happy together, chief. Lovely spot, this. So quiet. Real bit of old England. Don't you think so, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, rather, sir. Absolutely.
That was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Burry, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie White. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, the Admiral was Samuel Evans, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, and Bracewell was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.
Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.